السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Respected elders and brothers, and our sisters listening over the receivers, yesterday we had discussed the incident of Shaytan and the sickness or the disease which overpowered Shaytan, and which we have been discussing over the past few days with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the disease of pride. And Shaytan became very arrogant and proud over his achievements, and then started looking down upon Adam ala Nabina alayhi salatu wa salam, regarded himself as superior, and he regarded Adam alayhi salam as inferior, and therefore rejected the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, there is an incident in the time of Musa ala Nabina alayhi salatu wa salam, one of the Anbiya, where he met Shaytan, and Shaytan looked very, very concerned, very, very sad. So he asked him that, why are you so sad? So he said that, I am very sad that Allah Ta'ala has rejected me from his court. Do you think Allah Ta'ala will forgive me? So this Nabi said, I can find out for you. Allah Ta'ala is prepared to forgive you since you are showing some interest. You can find out from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this Nabi then went and conversed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala gave the instruction, they tell him that he knows where the grave of Adam alayhi salam is. He should go there and he should make sajda. He should make sajda to the grave. So this Nabi went to Iblis, Shaytan, and said, this is what Allah Ta'ala has informed you, that if you comply with this command, Allah is prepared to forgive you. So he turned around and said, if I was not prepared to make sajda to him while he was alive, do you think I'm going to make sajda while he's dead? So unfortunately, this pride had overpowered Iblis and overpowered Shaytan. And it is the same sickness that he tries to inculcate within our lives over the achievements which we may accomplish, or we feel we may accomplish it. The reality is that we haven't accomplished anything. If it's not with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what can we accomplish? Is there anything that we can really accomplish without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If a person didn't have eyes, if the person didn't have the faculty of his intelligence, if Allah Ta'ala didn't create the means for that particular achievement to be accomplished, it would not never have been achieved. So sometimes we tend to forget these things. Allah Ta'ala speaks in the Quran Sharif, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِن بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah is the one who has taken you out of the womb of your mothers. لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. You knew nothing. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ. And then Allah Ta'ala created for you hearing, وَالْأَبْصَارَ and sight, وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ, and Allah Ta'ala gave you intelligence. Why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So that you may show gratefulness and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, this aspect of gratitude is just such a beautiful thing. It is the total opposite of pride. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion, as Aisha radiallahu anha, she questioned Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would perform tahajjud salah at night, hatta tawarramat qadamahu, to such an extent that his mubarak feet would become swollen. So she said that, why are you exerting yourself in this manner, that your feet are now becoming swollen. وَقَدْ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ دَمِّكَ وَمَا تَأَخَرَ. Whereas Allah Ta'ala has forgiven all your sins. You are ma'asum. So what is the need for you to exert yourself to this extent? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. If Allah has been so kind to me, so merciful to me, shall I not then be a grateful servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this was the quality of Nabi Kareem Sasam and the Anbiya, the total opposite, that when they were blessed with any ni'mat and bounty, they attributed it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they submitted themselves, they humbled themselves, and they showed and expressed their gratefulness and their appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is an incident of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah Ali. We know that he was a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on one occasion, he was engaged in some muraqabah, some contemplation, some kind of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whilst in the state, suddenly he was overwhelmed and overcome by a wonderful feeling. A wonderful kayfiyat came upon him. Now, suddenly he felt wonderful. In the midst of that kayfiyat, he suddenly saw a shining hand appearing before him. This hand appeared before him, and it had a golden glass with some kind of a drink inside. So immediately it was offered to him that this is for you due to your piety and the maqam that you have reached. Now he looked at this, and now he thought to himself that this is most probably coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now if I don't have it, then it is a kind of ungratefulness to the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala could become upset. Allah ta'ala could seize me for this year. And in these lines his thoughts were going. When suddenly the thought crossed his mind that in the Shariat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is not permissible to drink in gold. To use golden utensils is not permissible. How can this be possible that Allah ta'ala will send something down to violate the Shariat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Immediately he realized that this is a ploy of shaitan, and he started reciting La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Immediately all those kayfiyat suddenly disappeared, and that hand disappeared. And suddenly he saw this figure running, and now this figure suddenly called out that, Oh, your intelligence, your ilm, your knowledge saved you. So now again he thought, the shaitan praising me and saying about my knowledge, that too doesn't make sense. This could be another ploy. Again he recited, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. He said, no, it wasn't my knowledge that saved me. It was the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I was saved. So that too was another trick of shaitan. That if he had to say, yes, it was my knowledge. I was very intelligent. And you know, I studied so many years in the sohbat of the mashayikh. That's why. So that too was another ploy of shaitan. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, this on this point of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu mentions that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to him that, shall I not teach you something that is from the treasures of Jannah? From the treasures of Jannah. And what is that? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. What is the meaning of this? In another hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself gave the tafsir of this particular hadith. So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the hadith and then gave the tafsir of the very hadith. And what was that translation? That la hawla an ma'siyatillah, wa la quwwata ala ta'atillah, illa bi'aunillah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that there is no ability to protect ourselves and to be averted from sins. And there is no strength and ability and capability to do good deeds except with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now if you analyze this particular dua, and what a powerful dua, it is teaching us humility. It is teaching us to attribute all achievements and all capabilities and all courage to Allah and Allah alone. It is narrated in another hadith when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going through Mi'raj, when he met Ibrahim ala Nabiyina alayhi salatu wasalam. Ibrahim alayhi salam gave him this wasiyat, that this is my wasiyat to you and to your ummat, that abundantly recite La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, whenever these thoughts cross the mind, where we start attributing something to ourselves, immediately say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This is only with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah didn't give me tawfiq, I would never have been able to achieve it. If Allah ta'ala didn't guide me, I would have slipped and I would have fallen. And I also would have been caught up in this particular sin and this particular guna. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, a very important aspect, this particular aspect of pride, this is one small little prescription that we can implement in our lives. Constantly recite, very simple, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La hawla an ma'siyatillah, wa la quwwata ala ta'atillah, illa bi'aunillah. A person doesn't have any ability to save himself from guna, neither does he have the strength to do any good deeds except with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala loves this kind of humility and submission, and this is what will create a person and give the person the ability and the privilege to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala make us among those. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, Allahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.